prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is the 8th day of December 2025. Welcome to tonight's broadcast, and I'm glad you're with us. You know, folks, I say that. I do mean that. I really do. I'm always amazed and humbled. The folks that call and share their thoughts with us and email us, and I appreciate it. If you want to email me, we love getting emails from everybody, but we love getting from overseas. If you're listening somewhere in Germany or France or out Russia, and you can email to America, I would love to hear from you. Just send the email to Pastor Butch at startmail.com. Pastor Butch at startmail.com. I would love to hear from you. And I promise I'll answer. I will. Sometimes I get a little overwhelmed, but I'll be glad to answer. And I certainly mean that. So please email me. Let me know where you listen from. And don't forget, we're going to have Bible study again this weekend, Lord willing. It is going to be remote. Already they're calling for severely cold weather and snow here. We've had the coldest December we've had many years here in this state. I don't know how it worked out that way, but it did. Generally, we're in the 50s this time of year. We've been running in the 20s and 30s. But anyway, we're going to do it remotely again this coming weekend, and I hope that you'll do your best to join us. I mean that, folks. I did a second part of a lesson entitled Weeping in Babylon. And if I do say so myself, it's a powerful lesson. I hope you'll join us. You can watch us live on PastorButch.com. And click on Rumble, starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Or you can listen on the phone at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. Love for you to join us and call and share your thoughts. I mean that. I sincerely do. And our office number, as always, is still the same. If you don't have a long-distance phone to call on, you can call toll-free at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, call our toll number at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We do want to hear from you. Now, before getting into tonight's program, I got several prayer requests, if you don't mind, folks, to bring to you. So please keep us in mind. My dear friends and brothers and sisters in Christ, Gary and Donna Roby in Arizona. Gary calls the program quite often, so does his wife, Donna. Gary and Donna need prayers for health and strength. They're warriors for Christ. They truly are. And that breaks my heart to see men and women of God who have been on the streets and fighting for the innocence The innocent blood's been shed in their country. They're fighting to turn this thing around. Physically not being able to do these things. Please keep Gary and Donna Rubin in your prayers. Please do that. Also, our friend from right here in West Virginia lives about 35, 40 minutes away from me, named Bill, is going to have heart surgery Tuesday. I guess that'd be tomorrow, actually. So keep Bill in your prayers, please. I think going to have a. I don't know what's going to do with it, but he's going to have heart surgery in the morning, in right here in West Virginia. So please keep Bill in your prayers. And also, Joe, who called the broadcast a lot, Joe and Kelly, go to our Bible study. Joe and Kelly are. Joe's having some problems. He's going to have a stent put in his heart. And Joe keeps on plugging along, but keep Joe in your prayers also, please, you prayer warriors. And one more, if you don't mind. Actually, yeah, one more. A two-year-old little boy named Landon, was born into a druggy household. I mean, God bless his little heart. 2 years old. He's born with half a heart, half-functioning heart, in one lung. They're hoping for a heart transplant soon. He's 2 years old. Right now he's in a Pittsburgh youth hospital. And the ones that adopted him were told they could not take him out of the state, the ones that are watching for him. They had no choice. What's going to happen when it's over, I have no idea, but they took this young man, this little boy, 2 years old, to Pittsburgh tried to save his life. Folks, all these people need your prayer. Them and their family need your prayers desperately. So please, prayer warriors, remember Gary and Donna, Bill, Joe, and Landon, please, if you don't mind. Now, back to our guest. This fellow and I go back now a few years, and before I knew him, I knew his boss, Tex Myers. Tex was a man that spoke for us at a seminar one time many years ago now, and I had a wonderful, wonderful time with him and his wife, and he ran a ministry for many years, got in trouble with the IRS. More or less told him where to stick it and done some other things. Tex is one of the most thorough research writers that I've ever met in my life. Wrote many books with absolute proof of what he wrote about. And I really miss Tex. I know I do. And I know our guest tonight, Jerry Barrett, misses Tex too, don't you, Jerry?
Every day, brother. He was my soundboard, my opinion checker. He was unbelievable.
Yeah, and he's a man that stood his ground and stood for his principles, that's for sure.
For sure. And I've said it many times on my show, talking to people, Tex was the most godly man I ever knew. And if you're going to have a mentor, that's a pretty good one to have.
I agree. I totally agree. But now for new listeners, we have new ones once in a while. Tell the folks who Jerry Barrett is and what you do now.
Jerry Barrett is a slimy dog in Texas. No, actually.
Hey, man. Preacher, brother. But anyway, go ahead.
I host the Power of Prophecy radio show every week. We continue Texas Ministry Power of Prophecy. And if you want to get our newsletter, I write an article each month, and my partner Sandra does too. While I mention Sandra, let me ask one more prayer request, Butch. Her husband, Rich, had a stroke this past week. Now, he's doing better, but just ask for continued healing for Rich to get past this. But Sandra writes an article, and I write an article. And I had a gentleman call me today, and he said, Jerry, I love Tex, but you are doing as good a job as Tex did being a watchman on the wall. And I take a step back and think, and I don't measure up, Butch, but I do my best, and I still, if I can't make you mad, if I can make you think, and if I can make you get in the Bible, then that's a victory.
Amen. That's what you're there for. Exactly. Go ahead.
So if anybody wants to get their newsletter, get a newsletter from the ministry, they can call us at the office, 1-800-234-9673. And They can go to TexMars.com, TexMars.com, or PowerOfProphecy.com. That'll get you to the same spot, and you can see everything that we got.
And folks, do it. The little magazine sends out is very good little magazine. I look forward to every month. I really do. And I remember one time, I'll tell you this, we'll move on. I had a preacher friend of mine that called Texi Mars. Because he spelled his name T-E-X-E, and he called him Texi Mars. But anyway, we'll move on with that. But it's good to have you tonight, Jerry. I know you stay busy. I know you do. And I realize that it's kind of short notice. I mean, we had the dates kind of mixed up. But thanks for being patient and be with me tonight. I do appreciate that. I really mean that.
Pastor Butch, I love you, brother, with all my heart. I know you're doing a tremendous work for our Lord and Savior. And I've, since the first time we chatted, when I was just the engineer for Texas Radio Show, and I listened to you two chat, it was, you know, you're a kindred soul. And I think the world of you and Miss Marcia, and you're just a fabulous, fabulous soul, brother.
Well, it's just sad we're so far apart, because if it wasn't, you could buy me a hamburger.
I'd buy you one. Maybe a big old juicy steak, buddy.
I know you probably would, too. I know that. Every down your way, I'll look you up. But anyway, we got a lot to talk with tonight, folks. We really do. And I, as you all know, last week, I think Tuesday night, I covered the issue of immigration. Not just illegal. Not just illegal immigration. Illegals for sure. But immigration, period, with the millions and millions we've had brought in this country that are their whole life is contrary to the culture that we, you and I in this nation have known all of our lives. And they were brought in for that purpose, to destroy the culture. And I know, in a minute, I'm going to play a 3-minute clip for you with an interview that Mark Dice did with a gentleman, and I'm being polite here, whose parents or grandparents, perhaps, he'd been there maybe 2 or 3 generations, was from Pakistan. I want you to hear what he has to say to you and I, the Caucasians, the white people, what he has to say to us. Now, see, some of y'all maybe thought I was a little too harsh tonight. I wasn't harsh enough. Not for the ones come here from other countries to assimilate into our culture and abide by the laws of our country. God bless them. They come over here to work, better themselves and their families. Welcome. But we have far too many legal and illegal who come over here to take over this country by any means necessary. And I'm going to share with you a clip in a minute to prove what I'm saying to you. But, Jerry, I know you're seeing the same thing, aren't you?
Oh, very much so. Very much so. I think I beat that horse until it's dead 2 or 3 times. The fact that I grew up and we called it, in the school system, they called it a melting pot. And everybody that came from, I don't care if it was Italy, Ireland, Germany, France, that immigrated to America and assimilated, they learned English language, they enriched our nation's culture.
Yes,
and that's why they called it the melting pot.
Yes.
And I'm thankful because I love Italian food. I love Mexican food. I like German food. And I know I'm going to upset some people, and this is just a joke. The only thing I like, French or fries. But that's a joke. Don't take offense. But, you know, everybody that has assimilated has made this country better. And the reason we limit immigration is because we want the best of the best to come here.
That's all we're supposed to
do. Yes, country,
yes.
Great.
I read some today on the, I guess they're called the Nationalization Bill of 1790. To become a citizen then, you had to be a particular type of people, and you had to be here for over 2 or 3 years to prove that you were worthy to be an American citizen. Folks, I'm not making this up. In 1965, everything was changed. Open the floodgates to anybody who wanted to come in here from any source, any way, whether they want to assimilate in America or not, they didn't care. And now we're seeing the fruit of that in Dearborn, Michigan. We're seeing the land in the, what's that, Lando, Texas, I think, the name of the town. Plano, Texas. Plano, Texas. Plano. We've seen down there Jake Lane come down your way on the 13th to protest that movement down there. We've seen it in Minnesota. We've seen it everywhere because we went to sleep and we're taught all our lives, gotta let them come in. After all, we're the melting pot. Everybody's free to come. That's the problem. They were free to come. They come here to sponge off us. A lot of them. A lot of them didn't. Now, please, folks, don't dump them all together. But we had too many come in too fast, legal and illegal. And now they look down on us like we're secondary people, like we're the third world nation now. And truly, we're turned into that. We really are. Anything you want to add to it before I play that clip, Jerry?
You're preaching to the choir with me, brother.
Okay. But I want to say hi to David up in Massachusetts. He just sent me a text and said he's listening. And thank you, Dave, being there. Appreciate you, David. Thank you. But let's play a clip for you now, folks. Mark Dice interviewing a gentleman from his forebears were from Pakistan. And let's listen to what he has to say. Now, pay attention. Now, you'll hear some commentary by Mark along the way as he adds to some things this gentleman's saying. And it's 3 minutes long, so here we go.
Everybody knows we have an immigration problem in this country, but most people assume that means that there are just too many illegal immigrants in America. But the elephant in the room that most people have been afraid to talk about until very recently is the reality that there are just too many immigrants, period, in America. We let way too many of them flood in. They're not assimilating. Their children are not properly assimilating. Their grandchildren aren't properly assimilating. And instead, they have been engaging in a cultural insurrection. Do I need to go over the Nationality Act of 1790 again to highlight what the Founding Fathers wrote and put into law about what they wanted in terms of the only people who were allowed at that time, until the liberals changed the laws, of course, to be citizens of this great country? They certainly didn't want people like this clown's parents who came here from Pakistan and then gave birth to this anti-American, anti-white New York Times columnist.
You have lost. You lost. The mistake that you made is...
he's talking to white people.
You let us in the first place. That's the thing with brown people. I'm going to say this as a brown person. There's a lot of us.
We've noticed.
Like a lot. There's like 1.2 billion in India. There's more than 200 million in Pakistan. There's like 170 million in Bangladesh. Those are just the people there. I'm not even talking about the folks who are expats or immigrants. There's a bunch of us.
We know white people are actually a minority on planet Earth, not to mention in numerous different states in the United States. But continue.
And we breed. We're a breeding people.
Oh, we know. We can't go anywhere these days without seeing you or smelling you, not to mention our tax dollars are paying for your children.
We're a breeding people. And the problem is you let us in 1965. There were a few of us beforehand, but once you let one of us in.
He's talking about the Hart-Celler Act, which no mainstream Republicans will talk about. That changed the quotas of immigration, which had restricted it to maintain the racial demographics that the Founding Fathers had intended.
You know what happens with brown folks? Our grandmother comes, our grandfather comes, our uncle comes, our aunt comes, our cousin comes, our second cousin comes.
We know. Obviously, everybody knows this. He's just openly bragging about it.
Comes, our third cousin comes. Then we have kids, a bunch of kids. And then guess what?
We pay for them.
Some white women, you know, the Western civilization women, the pure women, the American women, quote unquote, the Rust Belt women, the real women. They like some of us brown folks. We don't take them. They come to us. So we're embedded. We are everywhere. We are everywhere. I've traveled this country. I'm going to speak as a brown person. Brown people are everywhere.
Not everywhere. There's still some nice, peaceful, small towns in certain parts of the country where immigrants and their spawn haven't found.
Okay. How much clearer can that be, Jerry?
That's a pretty damning comment, but it's factual, 100% factual.
I mean, what more proof does anyone need than to hear that? We're not saying all of them, people. We're not saying that, so don't get your hackles up. Don't get your feelings hurt. If you are, though, I'll send you a pacifier to you. But anyway, I mean, how much clearer can it get? Now, he's not the only one that feels that way, obviously. So how much clearer can it get?
We are breeding with your white women. That just, they're coming to us. We're not taking them from you. I mean, that's, for people that have never studied the Muslim culture, that have no clue how debased women are. I can't believe the feminists, first off, the liberal feminazis have not spoken up about the degrading treatment that Muslim women go through.
Well, obviously, there's a disconnect there. Somehow, they're keeping their mouths shut on purpose. We know that's true. But, we have these people coming. A Somalian raped a young girl. It's a true story. Beat her and raped her. Was put in prison, I think, for 12 years. That's a minimum sentence, by the way. 12 years. They got 12 years. And his mosque, leaders of the mosque, wrote and said, he come here with his family, and he's having a hard time assimilating to this culture. And he come from, Somalia, and things are different over there. And can you be a little more lenient with him? Now, this is more or less what they're saying. And I would listen to the commentator, and I had to agree with her. She said, "In Somalia, is it normal to rape young women? I mean, is that why that he's trying to assimilate from that culture? Because they do a thing about with it? Is that what you're saying to us here?" Either way, they answer that question, they lose. But that's what we put up with here. They're literally taking over Dearborn. They had a guest on the broadcast a couple weeks ago, Jake Lang. He's one of the January 6ers that Trump pardoned when it got in office. Went to Dearborn to protest what's going on there. The Muslims are taking over the whole city of Dearborn. Matter of fact, a lot of the cops up there are Muslims. They would not intercede at all when the Muslims threatened to hurt these men. They had to call in police from other communities to come in and surround these guys to save them from being who knows what done to them. As they were standing in the street trying to express their opinions. So this is where we are, Jerry. They're taking over the communities. Like you said, they're breeders. And Dearborn, the city of Dearborn, now pay attention to this, Jerry. The city of Dearborn is going to pay every new parent $4,500 per child. Now let that sink in a minute. The taxpayers, and a lot of them are white folks, are going to pay for the brown people being born in America. Now, how's that for a good trick if they make it work?
Wow!
You still there? Well, yeah. I mean, what?
Yeah,
I mean,
that just floors me that we would reward breeders of one race or another, and I don't care what pigmentation they have.
No.
Just pay to breed, and I mean, they are trying to turn this country into a third world dung heap, and they've done a pretty good job at it.
They certainly have. And it's getting worse every day, and most people in America either don't know or don't care, or like I said, they've been brainwashed in believing this is all what we should do as Americans. We've been so misinformed and mistaught in our country that we think this is the way things ought to be. That's a sad state of affairs for a country of America. It really is to know that we have sat back, let this happen, and applaud it when it does. I mean, how sick are we as a people? Gee. But anyway,
I constantly read news articles where this illegal immigrant or this migrant, it doesn't matter what class, has been arrested 8 times for drunk driving or murdered somebody or raped and murdered or kidnapped and trafficked them as sexual toys. Just where is the outrage, Butch?
I agree. I totally agree. Where is the outrage? Where are the so-called patriots when it comes to a country not being destroyed from Russia attacking us or China attacking us? It's been destroyed from the inside out, and we as a nation have stepped back and tolerated it, and too ignorant, too cowardly. I don't know whatever the reason is. And ignorantly also, I didn't know. In 1965, I was a junior in high school, senior in high school. How would I know what was going on? I was too dumb to scratch for an itch at the time. So how would I know these things? But this is where we are today in America because of ignorance of the people, apathy of the people, and the cowardliness of the people also. And that's harsh talking, but I don't have time to play games anymore. We're running out of time. I can't tickle people's ears. There's no point in doing that. It's time to tell the truth, let the chips fall where they may, and move on. And that's a fair statement, isn't it?
100%.
So I don't know how else we can address it. I mean, how else can we address it? Now, you go ahead. I'm going to let you talk a while.
You know, I agree. It's apathy. There is so much, and I believe this for a lot of different areas of this society today. The fact that we've got trannies and homos teaching our children and they're indoctrinating. The average person sits there and goes, well, it doesn't affect me, so why should I care? I've got 2 weeks of vacation. I got a 3-bedroom, 2-car garage. I'm set. My little cubbyhole in this neighborhood is my domain, and everything is hunky-dory. And that's not how these infiltrators work. They will get in one area, and then next thing you know, they're outside of your neighborhood, but they're running for office.
They are.
Local council. And then next thing you know, more of their family or others that are like-minded come in, and now they're running for council. And the next thing you know, you're Dearborn, Michigan, where you've got a Muslim mayor, Muslim council. You've got the call to prayer, the Muslim call to prayer 5 times a day with horns blaring. And all of a sudden, you've got Somalia right there in Dearborn, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
And they're implementing Sharia law. What are you going to do?
Well,
you let it happen.
That's very true. And you would think that the rest of the state of Michigan would rise up and say something about that. But I don't see it happening. I don't see people getting in the face of the politicians. I don't see it happening. Do you?
No, not at all. And the liberals that want to welcome, they want no borders. They want to welcome everybody into our nation. You know, they're going to have their comeuppance when all of a sudden there's going to be public beheadings of homosexuals in these Muslim areas because it's an abomination to God.
Well, it is. It's going to be public beheadings of Christians, too, in this country. It's coming, folks.
Sure enough.
Phone line's open, 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7000. 7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, James McKenna here for JMCC Water Filters. We're having two amazing specials on the Gravity Water Filter Elements. This is for the Berkey-style water filters. Our own HI Water Filter Elements, the best two-stage water filter elements you can buy and also the least expensive. On sale, $199 for a four-pack, $378, that's $20 off. For an 8-pack, you buy 8, we send you 10. And the 12-pack, an amazing $100 off. That's for $497 for a 12-pack, and we send you 14. Also, the whole house water filter, typically $1,480, now on sale for an amazing $699. Call Pastor Butch office, 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403, while this amazing sale is still on. Thank you.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, N-E. T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is
all righty, folks. We're back. Phone lines are open. You want to call and join the conversation? I didn't make a comment, ask a question, whatever. It's your broadcast, also. You folks actually pay for this. Shortwave's paid for by Melody Seastrom. As you know, we only have a couple sponsors here with products that work. That's why I don't have a lot of them, because I have a lot of them that want to be on, but I'm not advertising products I don't believe in. Nonetheless, you all pay for this airtime. If you want to call and share a comment, please do. At 717-300-1698. We do want to hear from you. Now, Jerry, you said you want to share something to come back. Go ahead.
Yeah, my December newsletter, I came across a quote from a novel written by Michael Hopp. The novel's titled Those Who Remain. He wrote, and this is a quote, "Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times." What cycle do you think we're in?
Well, that's a very good statement. And you probably read The Evolution of Nations by, I can't remember his name. Last name's Alexander, I think. You probably read The Evolution of Nations, haven't you? And how it all fell into place. So that's where we are. We went from a nation of prosperity into apathy and into ignorance and into greediness, and now back to where we are now, and we volunteered ourselves back into slavery because we had such an easy life. We wanted an easier life, so we sold our heritage for a handout, for a government check, or whatever it is. We've done it. We won't stand up for what's right because we don't want to bite the hand that feeds us. That's America today, folks. We've got what we deserve, whether you like it or not. We got it. Let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom Quinty, and welcome.
Pastor, there's so many areas on this conversation I want to get in on, but I want to thank you for what you do, because there's only so many people who are out there just preaching the Bible like it's written. And if you don't know the answers, you don't make up your answers. You just where it's yay, it's yay, and where it's nay, it's nay. And that's the kind of leadership we need going into the future. And I'm challenging the audience. I've donated $500 to the ministry, and I'm challenging you to match it in any way you can. If ten people give $50, it's matched. If 50 people give $10, it's matched. And if you can't do that, just pray, because we need a strong message of truth coming from somewhere other than the churches that are telling you to shut down when the COVID bug hits. And you know, I don't want to exaggerate this or try to make a name for myself, Pastor, but I'm begging the audience to please understand. We need your voice out there, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart from being out there.
Well, thank you, Tom, for saying that, and thank you for helping us pay the bills here. As I said a minute ago, you all pay for this broadcast. That's why I welcome your comments, because you're important to us. You're part of the family, and thank you, Tom, for that. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
I hope so, Pastor, and I'll get off the line so somebody else can come in. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. What a sweet call. Thank you. 717-300-1698. Now, I did not pay him up to say that. I did not ask Tom to say that. I really didn't know he was going to do that. But anyway,
I slid him $20.
I appreciate that. I'll count that as a hamburger right now. But anyway,
there you go.
Thank you. But anyway, folks, the line's open. But Jerry, you know, you and I have known each other a while now. We laugh a lot. We joke with each other a lot and pick on each other a lot because we like each other. And that's all well and good, because laughter or merry heart works good like a medicine. If we dwelled only on the bad parts all the time, never shared anything between each other in a way of joy and laughter, it would drive me insane. So when I talk to people and laugh with them, I am relaxing my mind and spirit and heart to get through this mess we're in. I understand why people get depressed. I understand why they start drinking and doing drugs or they commit suicide. I understand that. If our eyes are constantly on what's happening, and we are, folks, our job, mine and Jerry's and others, our jobs are to be watchmen on the wall. We're screaming our heart out trying to get you to pay attention. The masses never will. And I know that. America has damned itself. But apathy from the so-called church has done most of the damage. So most won't pay attention to us, but a few are, like Tom. So it's worthwhile for us, Jerry, I'm talking to Jerry here now too, to keep going with this, Jerry, because I don't get a paycheck out of this. I don't live from this ministry, and never did. I worked full time to pay my own way, my family's way, and never take a dime out of the ministry. I had Jim the other day, bless his heart, sent me a check, two checks, one for an order, one for $100 to say, go out and buy you and your bride dinner. Now that is such a blessing. I don't expect that, but when they do that, I respect their wishes, and I will take that and buy my wife Marsha Jean dinner somewhere that she wants to go to. But I never worked for this. Took money out of this ministry to pay my bills. That's just not right. I won't do that. But I've been accused of it, but I've never done that. And yes, I do have help around the office. I do give them some money to work in the office. I have to. They work here. But that's not taking money for my benefit, if you know what I mean. But I've been accused of taking money out of this for my benefit. I got to tell you this. I'll get back to this, make some more comments here. Many years ago, a gentleman started a rumor about me that I received my mail at a little mobile home, but my house had a swimming pool and a tennis court. I actually went around And doggone it, my wife went to the swimming pool for many, many years. I never had to give her one yet. I just had to. And I was an airplane, too, but never did one of those either. But anyway, so, but that's what you face when you stand up for the truth. And I appreciate guys like you, Jerry, that are out there plugging along week after week. Sometimes you're just trying to plow the field and plant seeds. And I have to, you and I both know, sometimes it gets a little hard, doesn't it?
You get beat down.
Yes, you do.
Because you don't feel like you're reaching anybody. But Tom said something, and it struck me. And when I open my show every week, I don't say, hello, welcome, blah, blah, blah. I say, hello, friends.
Yes.
Because we are the Christians that tune into your show, that tune into my show, we are a family. We're brothers and sisters in Christ, and we are friends. And Tex said the same thing, and he explained that to me when I started as his engineer. I don't say hello, parishioners, or hello, donors, or thank you for donating. He said, hello, friends, because we are a family. We are friends, and we care about each other, and we care about those who don't care to listen to the message, but we hope that one day their eyes will be open and their ears will hear.
I agree.
And
I totally agree.
That's why we call them friends.
You know, on my phone, I have a picture of my three great-grandsons. The oldest one, I think, is six, and it goes down from there. I have a picture of them all standing together in like a little pyramid, the youngest one on the bottom, second one in the oldest one. I look at those pictures of three young men that my family has helped bring into the world. My life's about over. I mean, I'm 77 years old. If I live another 5 or 6 years, I'll be doing way above average. I'm not doing this because it's for me or for notoriety. I'm not a famous individual. Don't want to be. I'm not well known in too many places. But the point I'm trying to make is I'm doing this for their sake, Jerry, for your grandchildren's sake. I'm doing it because these young'uns deserve a chance, at least something equal to what we had. We threw in the trash can. My generation in the 50s and 60s threw it all away. I mean, I remember the 50s as a decade of innocence compared to today. The 60s started going into the hippie crap and went on from there. And it's fallen apart ever since. And each decade, it took us further and further into total decadence and now into total slavery. And that's just where we are. I got to say this. I am not a Trump fan. I'm not a politician fan hardly at all. Don't trust any of them very far. But on ABC News a couple nights ago, he said he would turn the videotape loose of the ship, the little boat being shot out in the ocean off the coast of Venezuela. He said, I'll be glad to show it. And tonight, same lady asked him the same question. He said, I never said that. I saw him say it. And they played tonight and said, I mean, the man just flat out lied. So I it's frustrating. So we're not leaving our grandchildren much to depend on, Jerry. Because we're lied to, we're controlled, we're traced, we're monitored, we're tracked and probed and treated like cattle. I mean, now the airports are going to charge you $45 more if you don't have real ID or a passport. They're going to charge you a tax to fly. Now, this is America today. What do you think about that?
You know, we have allowed ourselves to become enslaved by this federal government.
Yes, we have.
And I don't know, it might have been Candace Owens that said something one time about being on the plantation. Every single person that listens is on the plantation. You are part of an entire surveillance network. And you have no clue. They have dossiers on every single one of them. That's why they opened that great big NSA building out in Salt Lake so that they could keep gathering more and more data. Every time you use your charge card, every time you use a cell phone, every time you have one of these brand new cars that has a GPS tracking device, they know where you're going, they know where you've been, They are building dossiers on every single one of us.
That's very true.
And we are on the plantation. We are on the government plantation.
Well, and we're in a worse than a feudal system. We're much more involved and wrapped up in this system than they were under what they used to call the feudal systems, where they worked to the landlord's land and he took part of the crop. We're worse off than that because not only do we work their land, now, folks, you don't own your home. You get a pay upkeep on it. And you may pay for it 30 years and have a deed for it, but you don't own it. You don't pay your state taxes, your property taxes when you're in guess who owns your home. You don't own your car. You don't own anything on this earth. We are in a feudal system. It's far worse than that because the feudal system didn't have any way of really tracking, tracing everything they said and done. Our landlords, our overlords do. They have a way to track you and trace you. This thing we call a cell phone was an enslaving device, not only to track your location and know where you are, but it's also enslaving for your mind and habits. I mean, everywhere you go, Jerry, people are looking down at their phones, walking down the street, sitting in a restaurant. They're not talking to each other. They're looking on their phones. We become enslaved mentally and physically to these damnable things we call a cell phone. Is that true?
True, 100%. And, you know, I recollect there was a statement made at Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum, and they said, you will own nothing, and yes, you will like it. You mentioned, yeah, if you don't pay your property taxes, you don't own your property. You think you do. You don't own anything. You don't own your car. You pay for the privilege to drive. You pay for the privilege to have a car. We're paying through the nose to the 0.1% of the top 1%. And they are, they're running the strings. And we're the puppets. They're the puppet masters. And until people wake up and cut off those strings and start standing up for themselves and for their rights and for their Christian principles. Oh man, the hard times that are coming from these weak men, they are going to be bleak.
Yes, they are. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 or verse 9. It said that effeminate men, that's not talking about homosexuals, talking about men who are soft and womanish, are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. I have to wonder, are most men in America, even a lot of us that go to church, do we fit that now? Are we effeminate in the sense that we tolerate evil contrary to God's word and try to excuse ourselves from not doing anything about it? Is that effeminate? I know it's cowardly. Is it effeminate? So these are the things we need to ask ourselves. And are we not denying Christ before men when we do that? In Matthew 10, Christ said, I'll deny you before my Father if you deny me before men. If we compromise to this and don't stand for the truth, are we not denying Christ also, who is the truth? I just questions come to my mind, Jerry. And it concerns me. It really does.
You know, I got people that used to call when I worked for Tex, and they would say, well, the Bible talks about a remnant. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, surely that there's going to be a bunch of us. And the more I dive into the decadence and the depravity that is unfolding every day, man, this is not going to be many. That narrow road, it doesn't hold a lot of people, Butch, but that wide one, it's got a whole lot that are heading on it.
Now, when we talk about, you know, talk about decadence and depravity, we think about ones that are raping the children, murdering the babies. That truly is part of it. But Tex, if I watch somebody rape your wife and I don't try to stop it, am I not part of that also?
100%.
So you see, what I'm saying is in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 11, 12, it says that we don't have an excuse for not protecting innocent. We don't have an excuse for that. So I wonder how many are going to miss it completely because they're too cowardly to defend the most innocent of all. Now, that's hard talking, but that's straightforward talking. That's a good question we need to ask ourselves. Is God going to honor us when we won't even defend our own children? What kind of man or woman are we that we wouldn't stand for the truth to save the lives of our own babies, Tex? I mean, that a text. I'm sorry, Jerry. I mean, that bothered me a lot. I mean, it bothered me a whole lot. And I'm talking about me, and I'm talking about anybody else. I'm talking about me. How are we going to answer a God one day when he asks us, why? Why did you not stand to the point of the cost of your life to defend those innocent ones? Why didn't you stand? Why did you deny me before men and walk away and obey man's laws contrary to my laws? Why did you do that? Why did you forsake me and serve idols? And that's what we've done. We served idols. When we obey man's laws over God's laws, man becomes our God. And Jerry, I'm guilty. I'm guilty. What can I say?
No.
What can I say?
To an extent, all of us.
We are.
But, you know, as I've gotten older, my give a darn has almost run out. You know what I mean? And I told somebody the other day, I'll do it. I don't mind being the bad guy. I'm tired of this namby-pamby stuff going on. I will say something. And I have been since Tex retired and told me to take over the radio show, and he said, just have at it. And so I don't, you know, I want to be liked by everybody, but I know that is impossible.
Well,
and
Christ
I'm
going to
say some things.
Christ
people,
wasn't. He was perfect. Christ was perfect. He wasn't
amen.
Like anybody. So, anyway.
Amen. But I know that I'm going to say things that people disagree with, and that's perfectly fine. There were people that disagreed with Tex. Tex was fine with that. I'm fine with that. But explain to me why your way is better and make me believe it. Because I don't have time to play word games or doctrinal changes just because, this guy said this, and I believe him, and I don't believe you. Okay, what's the Bible say? And I'm going to call a spade, like we started this show talking about the immigrants that have come in here and have usurped our country from underneath us.
That's right.
And they're coming. They're coming neighborhood by neighborhood. Muslims hadn't just exploded on the scene overnight. This is a long process. Same thing with what was laid out in the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. The Zionists have a plan. It's a long-range plan. It just isn't going to happen overnight. And today, people have that instant gratification, that gene that they demand instant gratification for everything they do.
But well, the powers that be, that you said, the Zionists and others, made that plan, and they've been very patient at working it, but they're getting it done. Let's take another phone call. Let's talk to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Butch. You're talking about immigration. I remember when I lived in Oklahoma City. Now, I've worked in construction most of my life, and when we moved to Oklahoma City back in 2009 because of the housing crunch, because they were building homes everywhere around around Oklahoma City, I couldn't find work, and the problem why is I couldn't speak Spanish. All the jobs were being taken by Mexico. I talked to contractors who were Caucasian, and they would not hire anybody but from Mexico.
Wow.
And I guess it's a common problem throughout the whole country, but they're literally taking jobs.
You know,
and
I want to
go ahead,
Joe. Hang on just a second. What I want to say, Joe, is they will now turn that around against you and say that because you're Caucasian, you don't want to work that job.
Yeah,
my grandfather was in construction. Yeah, my grandfather was in construction. And I did it for a while. I loved it. God bless you for doing a job like that, because I loved working in construction. I was also an automotive machinist. I loved that job, working with your hands, making something better for somebody else. And it wasn't, I didn't leave that job. I didn't leave that job because I didn't want that job. I left that job because I wasn't wanted, or I couldn't make enough money to feed my family.
Yeah.
They priced us out of the market, and that's where they laid that blame on you that you don't want that job. That aggravates me to no end. Sorry, Joe.
Yeah, well, and you're right about that, because in order for me to work, at that time, we're talking 12 years ago, I had to have at least $120 a day, or $100 a day on the low side. The Hispanics that are coming in taking a job were working for $50 a day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I've had contractors tell me that they'll come in and build the house in 2 weeks from the foundation to the last shingle. They'll waste a little bit, but he can sell that house now. I mean, he can actually sell the house and make a higher profit than if I came in with a crew.
Uh-huh.
Because it's going to take me at least 2 months to 3 months to build that house, where it takes, 2 to 3 weeks to build a house with them. But they got junk. But the contractors don't care.
Yep.
And it shows up later square. In life.
Amen. Plum and square is not part of that equation, is it?
No, neither. Yeah, plumb line, no. And I've seen that too often.
Amen. Well, good call, Joe. I got to jump, but thanks for calling. We're down the last minute or so, but thanks for calling, Joe.
You're welcome.
And we're down with the last minute, Jerry. We've got about a minute and 30 seconds. What do you want to say in closing? Tell folks how to listen to your program, too.
You can tune in. I broadcast my show for free on powerofprophecy.com. It goes up every Friday. It runs for a week. I'm on WWCR. You can call the office, 1-800-234-9673. You can talk to me or Sandra. And, yes, I do answer the phone. I am not above my raisin. I am a servant. I am a servant. And I have the greatest boss ever. I work for him. So, yes, I do answer the phone.
Amen. Give the number out one more time.
1-800-234-9673.
And I want to thank you, Jerry, for joining me tonight. This has been a blast. Talking to you always is. I know we cover some serious things. We have a good time doing it, though, because we enjoy each other's company. But thank you so much for being out there,
brother.
My friend. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
But do keep in touch, okay?
Always.
Keep in touch. And God bless you, Jerry. And I'll see you down the road somewhere.
Yes, sir. Sure enough. God bless you, too, brother.
God bless my friend. I want to say, folks, I mean, that gentleman really is a sincere servant of Christ. Is he perfect? No, I'm not either. And you're not either. But we're trying our best to tell the people the truth. We're running out of time so quickly, my friends. We truly are running out of time. So I will see you tomorrow night, Lord willing. Have a wonderful night and stand for the truth tomorrow, no matter where you are. God bless. Bye-bye.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.